A fascinating conversation with wildlife biologist Ted Cook about elk habitat and habits. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
So Ted, referring to my little mountain paradise, you mentioned about a game trail. Every single night as we sat in the living room, we would see 60 to 80 elk come down off the mountain to my property because Forest Service kept a stock tank filled with water. Is it your experience that elk are creatures of extreme habit?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially when it comes to water. Right now, I'm living in Garden Valley, Idaho, an hour north of Boise. I'm fortunate to have the South Fork Payette River as my backyard, and there's a great big meadow across the river. Even in that part of Idaho, where water is not at all a limiting factor like it might have been in Arizona where you were.
Yeah.
Most nights, there's a bunch of cows with new calves. They're just born 2.5 months ago, filtering out to that meadow every night. And in fact, we even hear them start calling at about 7 o'clock from across the river. We'll hear cow calls, and then sure enough, you get the binoculars out, and 20 minutes later, there's a dozen elk out in the meadow that you can see. There's probably even more than that. So very much so creatures of habit, especially in the summertime, also on winter range. Spring and fall, a lot of times they move from summer to winter range, and fall is the rut, and so habits become much less well-defined. But in general, yeah, they're just making life easy on themselves. And if there's a great big meadow full of food and water, they'll just go out there every night until they don't.
Why change what ain't broke?
Right, exactly. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Exactly.
And that's why successful hunters spot, scout, and scope before the hunt. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.